Blog Talk Radio.
What you do? Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you. Cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man. Baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
To the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. I like to say the online podcast or radio show. Try to get this mic right. Feel like it's Saturday today for some reason. I literally just jumped out the shower, dried off, came in here and set stuff up to get ready for the show. I just was telling Shadi behind the scenes, like, I wasn't ready. I had a long day today, but I'm here. I don't know how long we're going to go tonight because I've been doing this podcast long enough to know, like, you can't force it. If your energy ain't flowing, it's always another day. You live to talk another day. And that's how I feel. But I feel good. I'm still going through my day-to-day same mental issues or anxiety and depression and stuff like that. That stuff don't go nowhere fast. It kind of stays with you. So people who suffer from it, they know what I mean. It's an everyday thing. Sometimes an everyday all day. And the thing that's crazy about it is the world, in the world, life situations, children, family, friends, all that stuff plays a part in your day-to-day, your day-to-day functions. And a lot of times it play a big part in your mental. I kind of learned a lot. Well, every day I learn something. Every day we all learn something, whether it's good or bad. But every day we learn something. Sometimes I be wanting to, things be burning inside of me that I be wanting to talk about and I be wanting to say, you know. But some stuff, even though this is the Keeping It Real show, some stuff is too real for radio. It's too real for podcasts. Sometimes things is too real. And I don't know. Maybe the podcast ain't the place for it. Maybe a therapist. Or maybe you need some, maybe a just good friend or somebody to talk to things that you need to get off your chest. And I don't know, maybe that might help you. Maybe it might, then maybe not. Who knows? I don't really know. I'm just giving more people time to call in. And I got to call some more people in. So in the meantime, I'll just go over. If you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. If you're on the link, I appreciate you for being out there listening. I got to send a special shout out and a good get well to everybody that's in the hospital, this friend. Well, everybody, but mostly the people that's friends to the show. Me and my friends, we lost another friend. Everybody know that my show, the home base, is in Paterson, New Jersey, and everybody know that the area that I represent is 17th Ave. And we lost another friend. Died unexpected in a fire. We know him as Unique, Kenny Matthews. If anybody, Kenny Matthews, I think that's it. If anybody know him out there, we got a popular family. A sister named Michelle, Janice, older brother named Leon. I used to know his mother name. I forgot to, because his mother was friends with my mother-in-law. But we got to give a shout out to all the people like that. And we got some good topics to get to later on after after I do some talking. I had a guest coming through, but I don't know what happened. They're not going to be able to make it. So, you know what I say. We just going to keep so as we let me see if I forgot anything. Think so. As we kill about 5 more minutes, as I get more people time to call in, I'm going to try to take another, see if I can take a break, take a shot. I got my Tito's tonight. I'm drinking Tito's tonight. Not smoking nothing. I'm just drinking Tito's. So while we give a couple of more people time to call in, I'm going to try to take a quick break. See if I can find a song. Dre got all these songs on here. I don't know. He don't got them labeled right. So, I don't know. Let me see if I can find a song on here to play. You know what? No, I want to play my own song. Hold on. Everybody, hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. Yeah, that was about 5 seconds. That was fast, right? Okay. I got this song that my sister played on her show last night. Let me get this stick out of the way. I want to play this song. It made me feel good. You ever hear a song and it makes you feel good? That's what happened. Let me see if I could cue it up here while we wait for more people to call in. And I think I got to call somebody into the show. One second. No. Okay, here it go right here. Is this it? No, that's not it. And I need somebody to help me doing all this stuff. Okay, I got this song. We're going to take one more break, and then whoever not here, we're going to start the show. Whoever here, we're going to go from there. But this song right here last night, it really made me feel good. It did a lot for me. Let me see if I can. Here we go.
Oh, let's welcome back the test. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, out there to get brighter.
Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things will be gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday,
gonna get easier. Ooh, that things will get brighter. Ooh, yeah, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, that things will get brighter.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Pod. That was the five stair steps. I'm sure everybody heard of them before. That song brought back memories. I didn't even know they was all brothers and sisters. They've been around singing since I think the 60s or the 50s, but that song did something to me. Hold on, let me get this mic right. So, okay, let's get this thing on the road. See, people be driving me crazy with this. They wait till I start the show, then they want me to call them for the show. One second. Oh, thank you, cuz. Yeah, Vivian, that's Unique's. That's Kenny Matthew's mother's name, Vivian. She was good friends with my first wife's mother. I got to try to call somebody. I see all the callers calling in. Give me one second, as usual. Okay, here we go. I got to call somebody into the show. And from now on after this, I'm not calling nobody into the show after the show starts. I'm just not going to do that. It's not fair to everybody else. It's not fair for me to have to do this right in the middle of the show. And I really appreciate everybody's patience. Should be down.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Think that's something.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
How you tell somebody to call you and then you don't answer? One more time. Let's try one more time.
Hello?
Okay, there it is. We got it. Okay, I think we should be good now. Is that the right number? Yeah, okay. We should be good now. All right, we got everybody in. I see everybody on the phone lines. Thanks for calling in to the show. Trust me, you're driving me crazy just as much as you're driving you crazy. But, you know, if it's not hard work, then you're not doing nothing. What they like to say, no pain, no gain. I was trying to drink some sea moss last week. It tasted like poison. And it really did taste like poison. Hold on. And the guy said that You know, if it's tasting like, you know, if it's tasting bad like that, it must be working. And I said, okay, I know a lot of people know about sea moss. So anyway, if they don't, whatever. But anyway, yeah, I try to stay with some of that health stuff to make it to make things better. But anyway, I'm gonna try to. It's something I want to talk about. I want to try to talk about this without hurting people's feelings, because it's really not intended for anybody in particular. It's just things that I see and I feel and things that I know. At the age I am now, I see that it's a lot of people that's unhappy. It's a lot of people that's not dealing with misery in their life. It's a lot of people not even liking themselves. And it's the people that's doing positive things that have to watch out for the people that's not doing the positive things, because those are the blood suckers of the poor. Those are the leakers. I do this show every Friday night. I've been doing this show, I think, in June to make 3 years. I like to call it a successful show. I got maybe like 4,000 all-time listeners. I get donations sometimes. I don't beg for them. They're not going to make me or break me. It just show appreciation. But it's certain people. Every Friday, like I call my cousin. She tunes into the show. She's on listening now. Shadi, he texts me, call me for the show. Like I said, my cousin Lori, but she been told me to call her for every show. My other cousin, the guy from Brooklyn, he texts me maybe like 2 hours before the show. And he tell me, yo, I can't wait for 8 o'clock, man. I can't believe I'm sitting here waiting for 8 o'clock to come. But you know, for every person that's positive and believe in you and support you, it's 5 or 10 people who not supporting you, who want to see you do bad, who want to see you not make it. That's the point I'm making. People who are afraid to look in the mirror and call a spade a spade. It's people actually out here who they know their life is not right. They know their life is not right. And they sit by back and they watch you. And they might say, oh, man, he married or she married. Or he got a good job or she got a good job. Or man, his daughter in college, or his son is an engineer, or he got a nice car, she got a nice car. And it's people who really sit around and watch you and wait for your downfall. And trust me, they don't know why. People just like to say misery love company. I think it's deeper than that. I try to figure out people's brains, and the people that's like that, I mean, if you got even an ounce of common sense, you could see them coming from a mile away. Like, if you got a friend, you could tell if it's a real friend or not. Come on. You could tell. Me and Shadi been friends since we was 9 years old. Me and the guy from Brooklyn, I don't even know how long we've been friends. As long as I knew myself, I knew him. The only reason I don't have a age or number to put on it, because he was younger than me. So when I was probably outside, he was probably running around across the street, but he was younger than me, so I can't say when me and his friendship began. But all I can say is when I knew myself, I knew him. And that alone in itself, or I could say, think about my cousin who listening. We always been cool. Time. You know real people, real recognized real, just like you know fake people. That's why it's a lot of people listening to this. Trust me, I got people listening to my radio show right now who don't even like me. They don't even like me. I know who you are. I know the numbers. I see. But you listening to the show. I don't know what you waiting for, what you want to hear, what you want me to do, what you want me to say. People have to start holding themselves accountable for their own downfalls. Men and women. But see, I'm a man, so a lot of times I just talk about the women. Because in my book, I unless a woman want to come out here and debate with me, speak for the men. And a lot of females, they get it twisted. Oh, they think that they could put some eyelashes on, or they could put some weave in their hair, or, you know, they're good looks. Your good looks only get a man to look. That's it. Good looks only get a look. A fake chick when I say fake, let me see, I don't know if that's a good word to say, a fake chick. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I could say fake. I'll break it down. A fake chick, they always saying they want a man that got it all. I want a man that has it all. I want a man that got a car. I want a man that got a job. I want a man that got money. But a real woman, she help a man get it all. The fake ones, they want a man that got it all. But I'm not just going to sit up here and talk about women tonight. I'm going to sit up here and talk about the fake men, too, because I run into the shit every day, and it kills me. It really do. Everybody out here got the same thing, two arms, two legs, a head, a body. But what's the envy about? What's the jealousy about? What's the larceny about? If you got food in your house, if you got clothes on your back, if you got a roof over your head, yo, they say that you richer than 75% of the world already. Got your own money? to do what you want to do, and you got your own freedom to do what you want to do, you already like in the top echelon. What's that? The top 18% of the world or whatever. If you alive right now, check this out. If you alive right now, you better than all the sick people who are about to die this week. If you could read and understand and acknowledge things, I hate to say it, but you're more fortunate than the three, what's the number? I might have forgot. I don't know if it's 3 million or 3 billion. I don't know the exact number. But if you're able to read, you in better shape than a lot of people in this world who are not able to read. Let's just put it like that. It's something that I really want to talk about, but I'm just trying to think of the right. I got to think of the right way to talk about it because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. And when I talk, everybody like, oh, you talking about me? Are you talking about me? I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about real shit. I'm talking about in general. Put it like, let me see. About 2.5 years ago, somebody came on my radio show and they tried to sabotage me and they tried to destroy me. They tried to take away people that cared about me. It was a well-calculated, well thought through plan to destroy me. Some people know what I'm talking about, some people don't. Now it wasn't whether I was right or whether I was wrong. It was rather who stuck with me through the storm, who believed in me, because a lot of people didn't, and a lot of people, I guess, whatever, gossip, shut me down, whatever, but those are the people we got to be careful with. Everybody right now, you got somebody out here that's scheming on your downfall, that's sitting around, they looking at what you got. They looking at how you move. They watching you, even when you think they not watching you. Shit, it could be somebody you sleeping with. You could be sleeping with the devil. I learned that the hard way. People sit around and they fuck their whole life up. And they let people fuck their life up. And then when it's time to make the wrong right, they're on a revenge mission. But they don't know it. They just know that, yo, ain't another woman gonna treat me like this woman treated me. Ain't another man gonna treat me like this man treated me. How you think they gonna go into the next relationship? How? With a loving heart? Nah. They out for revenge. They got malice built up in their heart. They don't even know it. that lead me to the other thing I wanted to talk about. People thinking that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Yo, that's the biggest fucked up myth in the whole goddamn world. That the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Oh, that's oh so wrong. People, they look and they watch and they see what you're doing and they see what you need. They see what you lack in. And then they want to fill that void. But why? Be genuine. Don't get me wrong now. You have people that's genuine in this world. You have people that's, they want to bless. They want to bless people in this world. But I'm talking about the snakes. I'm talking about I'm talking about the snakes. That's the people we got to be aware of and cautious of. So many people wrapped up on sex nowadays. I listen to men talk about sex and I just laugh. Like, I listen from the sidelines. I be wanting to say so much, but I don't get involved. I heard some guys talking about sex the other day. I wanted to tell them so damn bad. I wanted to say, man, listen. If sex could make somebody marry you, all the prostitutes in the world would be married. Sex don't make nobody stay with you. Oh, man, and it was just going on and on and on and on. A man don't stay where it's good. A man stay where he loved at. A man stays where a woman make him feel like he want to do better. A man stay where a woman who giving him encouragement to do things and make him feel better in himself. I'm so tired of that goddamn word. People talking about what sex do. I'm so tired of that. People would be better off. You'd be better off paying a prostitute. Because when you done, she'll leave. Instead of showering somebody with money and gifts and taking them out to dinner and doing all kind of shit like that. I told this girl the other day, I said, she talks so damn much. I said, yo, you know what your problem is? You talk too damn much. I said, let me give you some game. Let me teach you something. A woman's greatest power is silence. I'm not talking about no submission or being subdued or dominated. I'm talking about a woman's greatest power is silence. You know why? Because soon as she's silent, she could hear. But so many fucking ladies, they so busy talking all the time that they never got time to listen and hear nothing. Yo, knowledge is to know and to listen and to observe and understand. That's knowledge. I don't even know how I got it. To this conversation, I'm dancing all around what I really want to say and what I really want to talk about. I'm just dancing all around it. But I'm going to get it out. I just got to figure out how I want to get it out. I heard something funny, though, the other day. I'm going to say this, then we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to try to get into the topics. If somebody want to join in and pick out a topic tonight, you got to press one. We got some good topics, for real. I put a lot of hard work into picking out these damn topics. The topics, let me see what the topics is tonight. Topic number one, if you had $1 for everybody you kissed in your life, what could you buy right now? Topic number two, do you prefer to cuddle after sex or do you like your space? Topic number three, if you and your mate, your lover, your husband, your baby daddy, your baby mother, whatever, if you and your mate decided to have a threesome, would you prefer it to be with somebody you and her knew or a stranger? Topic number four, if you was doing a one-night stand, do you stay the whole night or do you leave when it's done? And topic number five, what makes sex amazing for you? Now, them some good damn topics. For real. I'm going to try to find a song. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to try to see if I can get somebody to come on the line and help me with one of these topics or elaborate on something I said. Oh, feel free if you want to give a donation. Cash App is open. $JASHONJ. How about that guest I had last night, last Friday? That was a hell of a show. Yo, that female is 5'5" or 5'6". If you saw the flyer, she's a, like Dre said, a plus-plus. She do videos, all kind of videos. Go, you got to go to her Instagram page. I hope y'all went to her Instagram page. Extra Large Sweet Tea. Go to her Instagram page and like following. She got a great page. Hold up one second. I'm trying to find my black and my house. Everywhere. Told me to stop smoking them. And it helped with my acid reflex. But you know how that is. Well, check this out. I haven't had fried food in 7 weeks. I haven't had beef in 7 weeks. I haven't had fried food in 7 weeks. No, correction. I had beef one time in 7 weeks. I had fast food, if you want to call McDonald's fish sandwiches fast food too, one time in 7 weeks. And I haven't had any, I had one chicken wing fried in seven weeks. I really shut all that shit down. And start April 1st, I'll start working out. Because everybody who know me know I start working out every year since I was 23. I start working out in April. And I work out from April to my birthday in September. That way I'll be nice through the summer. And I work out for 6 months, and then I don't work out for 6 months. So my body is desperately needing to work out right now. So April 1st, I'll start working out. All the way to September 17th. And that's my regimen. I don't know when I'm going to go back to fried food. I really don't know. I'm going to try to find a song real quick. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to jump into the topics. Or I'm going to just keep talking. I didn't even know I was going to talk that long tonight. I'm going to check my texts and my inboxes and my emails. Let's see where we at tonight. We got some hell of a topics, though. Let's see where we at. Dre got all these songs on here. He said we got a lot of songs on here, but I don't know where they at. So that means I'm going to have to find a song. I'm going to have to put my own song up here. Okay, so I'll do that. All right, give me 1 second. Somebody said it. People don't like to hear the truth. Hold on, everybody. Give me 1 second. Yeah, that big girl was on here last week. That was something else. Okay, let's bring this song up. I think I got a call from somebody, too. Take a quick break, y'all. Run to the bathroom. Do whatever you got to do. And we'll be right back for the 9 o'clock hour on the Keeping It Real, the Jay Sean podcast. I'm feeling pretty good. Had a couple of drinks. I ain't smoking nothing, man, but I had a couple of drinks. Sure did. All right, we'll be right back after this. All right, relax.
I'm rubbing you B4, the D4, y'all parties out on Capri Shores. Ain't from Maryland, but I think we could be more of an item. Sign swipe on my ice, trust me, ain't nothing like them. With times I would F they mind before I pipe them. Make them feel like the love of my life before I pipe them.
It's a whole new day, a whole new way. Ain't worried about nothing. Everything's fucking now. Yeah, yeah. I was going through a phase, fucking away. Always thinking something, the kind of a good and bad. Yeah, I've been thinking of the time I wasted. Come and look at all the wrong places sometimes. Yeah, really brought me down. Yeah, I thought the good things stay on until I can find the one I know I need. I'll never give up on me, no. Still believe in love.
Your call is goodbye.
One of them, fresh from Essence, Harlem fly legend, could tell he be effective, Pharrell and V dressing, collection, to see you happy, be impressive, guessing no more stressing, yes, me and you was testing, to believe the shit, bad energy, negativity, lead that shit, I respect your following and your leadership, you the captain of my boat, you can lead the shit.
I still believe in love.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Yo, this guy, he was married, and he left a note on the refrigerator for his wife when she came home. He told his wife, "I'm sorry to inform you of this, but I'm at an age now, 57 years old, and you can no longer satisfy me. So I'm spending the night out. I'm spending the evening out with a 19-year-old girl, my secretary, and I'm sorry, and I apologize, and I'll be home late tonight." So when the guy got home, it was a note on the refrigerator for him. And his wife, she was 57 years old too. She said, "I read your letter and I understand, because like you, I have grown bored with our sex too. So I started dating my 19-year-old. She got a 19-year-old too. I started dating my 19-year-old tennis instructor. But unlike you, I won't be home a couple of hours like you." She said, "I'll be home tomorrow late." She said, "Because 19 goes into 57 more times than 57 goes into 19. You get it? Y'all shit that joke. I got some of that's how many people figured that out, but I feel it. That's a little jokey joke for everybody. Yo, look, let me see. Anybody on the phone lines want to press one? Let's jump into some of these topics. If not, let me see. I'm going to just start. I'll start off. And if anybody want to jump in and take one, we could do that. I'll go through all. Topic number one. If you had $1 for everybody you kiss, what could you buy right now? Well, see, me, I'm a kisser. You know, but a lot of females don't like to kiss nowadays. I don't know about men because I don't kiss men, but a lot of women nowadays, they don't like to kiss. But me, I'm a kisser. So if I had $1 for everybody I kissed, or every time I kissed, I'll at least be able to buy a brand new car. I know that for a fact. I'll be able to buy a brand new car. Easy. Like I said, I'm a kisser. But a lot of people now, I know a doctor told me when I was about 16 one time, a doctor, he scared me. He told me the nastiest thing that you can do sexually is kissing. A doctor told me that when I was 16. Your mouth is the nastiest thing on your body. Your mouth carry more germs. And then you put your mouth in somebody else's mouth and the saliva. All them germs, meeting germs. You know, it's even a disease, a kissing disease called mono out here. And he scared me for a long time. I was like 16. Like, yo, kissing is the most dangerous thing because of all the germs. And I guess you know you're right. You're putting all your saliva, all your germs from your teeth and your gums and everything in somebody else's mouth, and they putting all their germs back in your mouth. Ah, you know what? That just gave me an idea of a story to tell y'all. I don't really need nobody to press one. Y'all know I could talk all day. Remind me if I forget that I'm going to tell a story after we finish this part. I'm going to tell a story, something that happened to me before. Okay, let me see. Topic number two. Do you prefer to cuddle after sex or do you like space? Wait a minute, I think we got a call out of line. 2769, you lies.
Good evening. How are you, Jay Sean? It's Yvonne.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? How you been? You know, I got your message today. I got you, but I had just got home and I was like, I was doing a lot of stuff. Them early shows is hard for me to get to.
Oh, that's all right. I was just so happy to hear him. So happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles, come on. It was like, it was perfect.
Everybody out here know Miles. So Evagine, she's a friend to the show, if y'all remember Evagine. But she texted me today and told me that Miles was on an early show. 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock show. I didn't really know if you meant he was a being interviewed or he just was called in.
He called in on Adrian's show and was just like the most pleasant surprise. Adrian's show is Can We Talk? And you'll normally she'll have a topic, and she said from the beginning, she said, you know, I think I'm just gonna kind of shoot from the hip today. And I told her, lift the left leg, but don't fall. But, man, when Miles came on, that made everybody stumble. Everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
It was so perfect. So perfect.
We really didn't know what was up with him.
And he's home. He's home. He's been home since February. He's home, yes. And he's been home since February.
You know, I see his. You know, he live right down the street from me on the next block. So I see his brother a lot. But the last time I saw his brother, he told me he was in the. He wasn't doing well. He was in the rehabilitation. But amen.
Amen. Ashe, wingle, wingle, whatever it takes. You know, like perfecto. But I am I'm glad to be on. I like your subjects today. I like your questions. And it's so funny what you were just speaking about, what the doctor told you. I strongly believe that many disorders of the body are contagious and are transferred through saliva. I do strongly believe that, especially when they started swabbing the inside of your mouth for HIV testing.
Right.
I said then, okay, so cancer's contagious, diabetes is contagious, and contagion, not the movie, but, you know, things being contagious and you getting them has to do with the condition of your immune system. Because, you know, 10 people could be in a room with one person who has a cold, and only one other person gets the cold. So it does have to do with, you know, the value of your immune system and what it will take in. But, yeah,
a doctor told me that when I was 16 years old because I was 16 years old. And I really didn't want my mother to take me to the doctor anymore. So I went to the doctor, and I had a fever blister. So I went to the doctor, and I was only 16. I didn't really know, you know. and I went to the doctor. I was like, I got a fever blister. and the doctor was like, you know how they be like, oh, that's nothing. That's from, it could be like a common cold or something could cause that or something like that. And he was like, well, he just started telling me about kissing. And he was like, yo, kissing is the most, germs and this and that. I was traumatized because I was only 16 years old. He had me really believing that, like, kissing was it's true. When you really dissect it and think about everything, like you putting all your germs and all your saliva and everything into somebody else's mouth and they putting it into your mouth. But it's so common that, you know, I guess do you like to kiss? Are you a kisser?
Like to and do it very well. Thank you very much for asking.
That's why I mess with you, because you keep it real.
Oh, wait. Be clear about that. Be clear about when you say that. That's why I mess with you. That's why you enjoy speaking with me. Thank you very much, Shayshawn. I accept.
No, I thought you was getting ready to say, no, I do not kiss, no. But you fooled me. You was like, yes, I do kiss, and I kiss very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, because, you know, a lot of females don't like to kiss.
And a lot of young people think that doing other things with their mouths is not sex. So
right.
There's a lot of confusion out there.
It is. What's going on with your show, though? You still doing it at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
I am, Ivadane, with Company Talk, worth listening to, and it's been really good. It's from 4 to 6 on the Grown Folk Talking Network. That's the arm.
That's good.
Jay Sean's show, the arm of your show. It's doing well, and I'm looking at going on a streaming network, and I'm going to move over to Spotify. Not move over, but I'm going to add the major podcast networks. I'm going to add my shows to them. And I'm learning how to use snippets of my show, because my show is 2 hours. It goes pretty quickly, though. But there's a lot of key points in it that you can bring out in, like, 30-second or 60-second, I'm calling them snippets, but that can go on the other social media networks that can then direct them to your full show. So it's going well. Thank you for asking.
A lot of people doing the YouTube thing now, where you bring somebody onto the screen with you, you know, and you talk to them. That's cool, though. I'm not ready for that yet, but it's cool, though. I like watching it.
I haven't screen shared. So for my book promotion, I started Food for Thought, Food for Body, Meet the Author events. And so we meet in restaurants. It includes a meal and good, great conversation around my books. And I stream them live on YouTube. But I haven't yet participated in the screen on screen live yet. No.
What you doing right now?
Taking a test to renew my life insurance license. I'm multitasking.
You taking a test?
I am.
For what?
To renew my license. I'm a life insurance agent, and so it's up for renewal this month, and I'm taking my continuing education class. So this is a test for the next 30 seconds, so I'm going to get in. But, yes, I'm taking a test.
You busy. So, I want to distract you, but did you wanted to try one of the topics before you go? You want to try a topic?
I will, yes.
Well, you know, I got, you want me to read them off to you and then you pick one?
So I'm looking at them. If you had $1 for everyone you kissed, do you prefer to cuddle after sex? If you and your mate decided to have a threesome, would you prefer it to be somebody you know or a stranger? One night stand, do you sleep over or leave? What makes sex amazing to you? So would you like to pick one?
You know which one. You know which one I want to hear you take, right?
Number five, what makes sex amazing to you?
Four or five.
Mm-hmm. So one night stand, do you sleep over? Absolutely not, because you don't know them well enough and you don't know who's coming home from work. Really, you don't. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, it all depends on where you are. But if you're at their house or they're at your house, you better leave. Because whatever got you there for just that one night is one thing. But if you're in a hotel, well, you must feel a little safe about what you've done. So, yes, you can continue sleeping and wake up in the morning and say, hey, what's your name? Like on Grey's Anatomy. Just like on Grey's Anatomy. That's what they did. So, and then they got married. So things could work out in the end. And number five, what makes sex amazing to you? The compassion. The compassion, the connection, because you can be excited, aroused, and satisfied without penetration. So if the two people are in sync, then you're really good. So that's what makes it amazing for me, being in sync with my partner. Oh, hold on. And it's very important to know what it takes for you to be satisfied so that when you have a willing body, you can direct them like a play and they don't even know it. Sorry, but yes.
Well, I think somebody like talking about sex here tonight. Somebody know a lot about sex. You sure broke that down to us. But something you said that something about not penetrating.
Yes, you can have wonderful sex without penetration. Absolutely.
Are you talking about foreplay?
No, I'm talking about sexual satisfaction, arousal. You can do all of that. Because, you know, there are people who aren't able to perform, men who can't perform, or women who are going through life cycles where penetration is uncomfortable, but they can have wonderful sex. And a wonderful sex life without penetration. And not even oral sex. Absolutely.
Well,
but
add,
can I ask
add
the question?
That to, when you're going through your list of accomplishments in the world, you need to add one more to your list of all your titles.
Which would be?
I'm trying. Let me see how I would title it. Sex one-on-one? No, not that. No. Strike that. Sex without penetration. The wonders of sex without penetration.
Absolutely. Now, remember Dr. Ruth Westheimer, I introduced you to her some months ago, right? Sexually speaking.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Yeah. So you learn a lot. You do a lot. And I'm hoping that through your experience that since you can buy a car with all of the kisses you've had, I'm hoping through that process that you have had a good night, a good day, a good morning, but a good session without penetration that you can say, wow, look at that. Look at how we feel, and we didn't even blank. Sounds like, oh, what's his name?
Well,
Match Game, right?
Well,
and we didn't even blank.
Let me tell you something. I really don't like to you know, everybody know me from my show, but they know my history, and I really don't like talking like this too much, but every now and then I have to because it's reality. But an older pimp once told me that in order to be, no, he didn't say in order to be a good pimp, but he told me that a man should be able to be in bed with a woman and she could be completely naked and he could be fully clothed and he should be able to make her feel as if she ever had the best sex in her life. So, you know what I mean? So,
repeat that, please.
An older pimp told me that you should be able to lay in bed and the pimp is fully dressed and the lady is naked, and you should be able to satisfy her and fully satisfy her and make her feel like just as good as she has sex with somebody. When you figure that out, then I guess, you know, that's like another notch under your belt. So, you know, that's something like what you're saying, but in a different way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So I had to figure out how to make women feel sexually satisfied and pleasured without penetration or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I can relate to what you're saying.
Okay, so here's the question. Did you ever accomplish that?
Oh, yeah, I'm a master.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Case closed.
I'm a Mac man.
Okay. No, that's good though. And so those kind of conversations are very important because some people would never think of that. Like what? Like how?
Oh yeah.
And
if you don't
think about it and you're not prepared for it, it could be the end of your relationship if you focus on the only way to sexually satisfy someone or to be satisfied is through penetration. If you're in a relationship and for whatever the reason.
From the first time I met you, we always had good conversation.
Thank you for letting me.
Because I met a woman recently who told me that she was married 10 years and never had an orgasm. Now, I thought she was crazy or pulling my leg at first until I looked in her eyes and saw that she was really 100% telling me the truth, that she really been married to somebody 10 years and never had an orgasm. What do you think about that?
I am feeling like she didn't know herself and hoping that she takes the time to learn herself. It is possible, but it's because she doesn't know herself. Because as I mentioned, once you know what it takes, that's why I support masturbation. Once you know what it takes to satisfy you, as long as you have a body, and of course, even if you don't, with masturbation, but
no, I don't know. She probably masturbated. I didn't ask her.
No,
I'm talking about
no, but
her
I'm
husband.
Saying. So did you ask her why not?
No, I just wanted to know what was wrong with her communication because.
What do you mean?
Because it's no way in the world I'm gonna stay with a woman 10 years. and it's something that I like and I need and I want, and you can't help me get there, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you.
Oh, but Jay Sean.
Yes.
Was she still married?
Her husband died.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. You're saying there's no way you would stay in a relationship not being satisfied by your mate. Because she didn't have an orgasm, one, didn't mean that she wasn't satisfied, and two, sex isn't the ultimate of a relationship.
I mean, is that true, or is that just something that we say?
No, it's true. That's a fact.
So you could be with him. How old are you again? You don't got to tell me exactly.
How old am I?
You in your 60s?
No, you have to remember. There you go.
No, you in your 60s, right?
That's correct.
So right now, if you met a man of your dreams and you loved and cared about him and everything, and he was the man of your dreams, he had a good job, he was financially stable, house, everything, but his penis was about 3 inches long.
The size of a thumb or index finger?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you telling me that you could be content with that?
Absolutely. And it's not because
Why?
Of the material. It's not, right, it's not because of all of the other things you mentioned. It's not because of the, let's say, material comfort. It's because if he's the man of my dreams, everything else is in place. Everything is in place if he's the man of my dreams. So if you're saying if I met someone who had all of those material possessions, we got together, we dated and all of that, and then we are moving towards sex and I realize that he's not well endowed, would that turn me off? No, because I wasn't involved with his penis getting to know him. I was involved with him and the other things that really matter. Because
that's hard. That's hard to believe, though.
I accept.
It's hard to believe because, I mean, all that stuff sound good. You know what I'm saying? Like I knew a girl one time, right? A Dominican chick, and she was pretty. And she had a nice body. This in the 90s. She had a nice body, and she was pretty and everything. She had a big, fat ass. Excuse my language. She came to my house, and she cooked me some food I never ate before because I never had Dominican food. She cooked food. Everything was good. But when, I mean, like, females usually say this. Men don't usually say it. But when it was time for us to have sex, she didn't really know how to throw that ass. So I thought maybe it was just that time. So I tried it again, and it was like more like a lazy fuck. So it was more worse than the first time. So she could cook good. She looked good. She had a nice body. She worked. She had a nice-ass car. But I don't think I could have made a future with her. Now, I could have made a future with her. Don't get me wrong, if I wanted to. But I think I would have had to cheat sooner or later. You know, so why I'm saying that is because I hear what you're saying. Now, you with a man, and he's financially stable. He got everything going for him. But when you lay down with him and you lay on your back and you open your legs and you put your legs on his shoulder and he come with a 3-inch penis, you might be able to ignore that once, twice.
Wait, Jayshawn. But sooner or later,
it's going to become redundant.
Wait, Jayshawn,
or it's going to become.
No. Jayshawn, you cannot ignore that. It's not like, oh, you had a hiccup today, but tomorrow you won't have a hiccup. That's not something you could ignore. So if you're coming to the table and the fork and the spoon are plastic, instead of sterling, you know that when you know that the first time around. If that's all that's in the drawer, nothing else is coming out the drawer. There are no secrets, no surprises. So you can't ignore it. And if you're in a relationship, long before you're in that position that you just described, that should be discussed. That would be known. If you're in a real relationship, it would be a case of, honey, you know, long before it's that time, I'm not well endowed. Is that a problem? That should be not a surprise.
You just don't sound like a woman who could you just don't sound like somebody who could live like that. I mean,
why are you judging me? And what kind of woman am I, Jayshawn? Because I just said what you kind of missed, obviously, a little bit. As long as you know how to satisfy you and you have a willing body, you know, someone who's there, as in question number two, do you prefer to cuddle or do you like your space? If you have a willing body and you're in a relationship, you can do wonders with a body, even if a person is well endowed.
So
you can do wonders with a body.
So every time you had sex with him, and when he was done, and when he came, he was finished, you would roll over and play with your pussy? That's what you're trying to tell me?
No, not unless I was taking direction from a director of a movie. No. You do what
you, just
you
said
need
that.
To do. No, I didn't.
You just said
I didn't say
you just
that.
Said masturbation or knowing yourself. You just said that.
But you don't need a toy for masturbation.
So if he was 3 inches and he didn't satisfy you and he came and turned over and went to sleep, you just would go to bed sexually frustrated every day for 10 years?
I didn't
years?
Say that. That's what you're thinking. That's not what I said. What are you?
No, I'm asking.
Okay. Let me slow down. I'm not even going to go in reverse. I'm just going to slow down. As long as you know what it takes to satisfy you and you have a willing body. So a willing body is not somebody who's going to come and go, even if they just go to the other side of the bed. A willing body is your partner. You can be satisfied without penetration. You can be satisfied without penetration. So it's not a matter of who goes first and who goes second.
For 10 years?
No, hold on. So let's not confuse her not having an orgasm with not being satisfied. Two different things. Did you know?
Not being satisfied and not having an orgasm. No, I don't agree.
Yeah, you can
with
be satisfied.
You.
Yeah, you can be satisfied
thing.
Without
I think
an
that's
orgasm.
The same
no.
Thing.
No.
I think not being you satisfied and not having an orgasm is the same thing.
Then I'll rest.
With somebody, else press one and help one of us out. We got all these people on the line. So they just sitting listening to us go, Vajanae, and they don't. Somebody press one and help her out or help me out. Or help that lady out. Who everybody's sitting here just listening. I don't know why people are afraid to talk about sex. Like, it kills me. Like, why are people so afraid to talk about sex? Like, what's the big deal?
I was going to say something,
sex,
but that'd be another conversation. Go ahead.
No, let's stay right here on the sex thing for a minute.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I was quiet.
Cause see, you got the bedroom voice.
I would love for Dr. James to be on this. He would be pressing 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Wait, listen. No, I don't want him to rest in peace. I want him to be up there just slipping around, wishing he could hear.
Wishing we could hear him. He would love this conversation, Dr. James.
He would be all over this conversation. He would be laughing. He would be interjecting. Well, if a woman don't want to do so, then she could go.
He would have been exactly like, Jay Sean, me, far as I know. I miss Dr. James. I do.
I've been listening to some of my videos, and hearing him and Miles was just really a caveat, hearing both of them.
Right.
I look forward to that. I'm going to send it to his daughter, the ones that I have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe we should pull up yours, too. We should probably try to pull up some of yours and send them to her, because they're doing a documentary, you know. They're creating a documentary on his life, which they started about 4 or 5 years ago. So she asked for footage, if we have footage, and you can email it to him if you have some you can pull up with him.
So
I'm sorry, I said email it to him, right?
Nobody don't want to press one, so I guess it's just me and you.
Can you handle it, brother?
You got anything to drink at your house?
What am I drinking?
Look.
I have apple juice.
If I came to your house right now and I asked you, I'm a little bit perched. You have anything to drink? So what you gonna say? Water? I'm gonna say no.
I have water, and I have apple juice, and I have seltzer water. That'd be your choice. I want you to leave the same way you came. If there's any intoxication.
No, you don't got no alcohol.
No. Jay Sean.
You don't have no alcohol?
Not a drop. But listen.
Okay, well, let's reverse
that. If there's any intoxication, I want it to be mental.
Let's reverse it.
I want to mentally intoxicate you.
Let's reverse it then. If you came to my house, then I would say, Avajane, would you like a glass of wine?
I would say no. Thank you.
You say what?
No, thank you. I would ask you for the same. Actually, I would probably bring it with me, but I would only ask you for what I just offered you.
Okay, now she bring her own bottle. B-B-Y-O-B. Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know it's. That's how you know it's safe.
Now we going somewhere, because I was going to say, I got some wine here. I would say I got some Poland Spring. I got some Moscato. I forgot the other wine in there. I can't think of the name, but it's good as hell. I would say to you, would you like to try some wine? It's real good. Like, you know, I offer you a glass of the wine. And, of course, I would tell you to have a seat. You know what I mean? And I would take your coat, you know, and I would hang your coat up. How long would it take you before you felt like getting comfortable? I mean, like taking off your shoes and stuff like that.
I wouldn't come if I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I'm still not going to have a drink of alcohol.
Oh, shit. Okay, now. Be careful. You said you wouldn't come if you... Wait a minute. You said you wouldn't come if you didn't think you could get comfortable?
Sure. If I wasn't going to be comfortable, if I didn't feel safe, I wouldn't come. So I have a rule. I do not go, if there, and this is not you and I, but this is my rule. If I know someone and I know that there's an attraction, I do not go into a man's house unless I'm willing to have sex with him. if I know there's an attraction. Why?
See, now why you gotta do this? Why you gotta do this? Why you gotta do this on my show? Why you gotta do this?
I'm sorry, what am I doing?
You know what you're doing.
What am I doing? No, I'm just saying, that's my rule. I believe where there are no clouds, it will
not
rain.
Now I'm gonna have to come. Now I'm gonna have to come on your show for the next 4 weeks, cause. I'm gonna have to come on your show for the next four weeks because you came on my show and kept it real. Now you know I love when people come on my show and keep it real. It do something to me. When people come on my show and keep it real, it do something to me. I don't like fake stuff. What?
So why do you have to come on my show? I don't mind.
Because that's what I want to do, the show. Don't worry about that. I do what I want to say. I'm just telling you that's the best way I know to pay people to show support for people who support me when the people come on my show and they keep it real. Because people,
okay.
I'm telling you, listen, I meet people all the time that's scared to come on my show because they think they don't know what I'm going to say. They don't know who's going to be listening. I'll be like, yo, who cares? Like what are you afraid of? You know what I mean? And and then you come on the show. You've been out here before. You've even been a guest. I interview you, and you keep it real. But if everybody listening right now kept it real, we'd be talking all night on this show. Because me, I keep it real.
Well,
if
I'm
anybody
sorry.
Else
want to
chime
say,
in and press
you.
One, if anybody want to press one, you said what?
Thank you. I think that was a compliment of a sort. So thank you.
Yes. I gave you a big comment. If anybody want to come, I'm trying to get somebody to come out here and press one, I don't know why people be shy and nervous of me. Like,
let them know if they press one and they are presented with a question that you will give them a pass.
I'll give you a pass. I won't be that hard on you. Because all you got to do is be like Yvonne Janae. just be like her. That's all. She know how to dodge. She know how to dodge questions. She know how to answer questions. She know how to
But don't be like me.
Be
no,
direct.
No, this is not competition. Don't be like me. If you press one, just be honest. That's what it's really all about, being honest.
That's it.
Not being like anyone else. And if Jayshawn attempts to put you on the spot, just back up and be quiet if you don't want to respond to whatever he's presenting.
Because I'll put you on the spot. Now back to our date. Now you brought some wine, but I got wine.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring wine. I'm bringing seltzer water. I said I would
bring
you the same thing I offered. No, I didn't. I said I will bring with me the same thing that I offered. I will bring my seltzer, my water, or my juice. No, not wine. I didn't say that.
Okay. She wouldn't bring wine. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought you said, I think, I don't want to go to the videotape, but I think you thought you said, I would bring my wine. I think you said that.
No, I said I would bring with me what I'm offering to you.
Okay. So would you come in my bedroom?
No.
To talk, or would you want to talk in another room, a living room, or something like that?
So, are we talking about me directly? Because as I mentioned, I do not go. So it's weird. So this is all hypothetical, right? So my rule is I do not go to a man's house when I know there's an attraction unless I'm willing to have sex with him. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm going there to have sex. But because you know there's an attraction, you know the possibility. I mean, you can't be over 14 and not know the possibilities of what's going to happen. So I don't go unless I'm willing to do it. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. But if we have a date and it's that kind of date that we've agreed that that's what we're going to do, then, you know, as grown people, you do what you do. But on the other hand, on the other hand, one second. I'll be 62 next in 2 weeks. I'll be 62 in 2 weeks.
62?
Mm-hmm. But listen. Though I don't go in unless I know I'll be willing, I don't have a problem with inviting that same man to my house. No problem whatsoever. Because in my opinion, you are the king or queen of your castle, right? So in your house, you're the king. Doesn't mean I can't handle you and get my way out if I needed to, but I can't pretend that I don't know what will happen. So I stay focused. But if I invite you to my house, where I'm the queen, it's still the same rule. You know, I'm not going to attack you, not expecting you to attack me, but we know there's an attraction. But if I say no, not that I'm inviting you to do that, but we're hanging out, if there's an advance and I say no, in my house, trust and believe, N-O is not only N-O, but I will show you, take you, carry you, to the door if it gets out of hand. That's the queenship that I have in my house. But we don't expect any of that to happen because if you invite someone in, it should be on a trusting level. Whether I'm coming to you or you're coming to me, we should really trust each other. But I don't pretend that I don't know there's an attraction when I go to a man's house. So the rule is where there are no clouds, it will not rain. So if that's not something I want to do, not that I'm going to do it, but if that's not something that I want to do, then I don't go. I'll meet you on the corner. We'll meet at the coffee shop. We'll go to the movies. We'll do all those other things. But where there are no clouds, it will not rain.
Okay. When the last time you went on a date?
Boy, I remember sitting across from somebody. Just like,
huh?
I'm going to say sometime in the last 2 months.
Oh, you have been on a date recently.
I have. But not at anyone's house.
Oh, you went out.
Mm-hmm. But that would be a date, right?
Yeah. Cold outside.
It was chilly. Mm-hmm.
So you had on your shoes. You didn't have your toes out.
No, I didn't have my toes out, Deshaun. Why? Do you have a foot fetish? Okay. So I had met this guy some years ago. He was like, oh, baby, I really love you. Oh, baby, I really love you. And I was like, uh-huh.
Oh, I'm telling you, I never felt this way about nobody before. You know, I'll just kiss you all over. I'll even kiss your toes.
I'm like, uh-huh. So once he said that, I knew, just as you said when I called in, I knew there's no way I would ever kiss him, knowing that he kisses people's toes. Oh my God! So I was so grateful he mentioned that. You know, so we've never dated, we never kissed, we never had sex. I'm like, I like transparency. I like transparency for real. I love transparency.
Man.
Oh, last year, oh, it was like last year for my birthday. I was inviting him out because I did this dance event. And we danced really good together. We danced like Dancing with the Stars. We dance. It's so weird. And so I invited him out, right?
He said, I'm going to get there, baby. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there about a quarter to three.
I said, a quarter to three? Like, where would you get such a number from? I said, okay, no problem.
When I come in that door, I want to kiss you.
I said, on my cheek?
No, I'm going to kiss you on your lips.
I said, oh, no, you're not.
He said, what you talking about, girl? I've been vaccinated. I said, oh, you definitely aren't. Like, later for the toes at that point. Oh, you definitely aren't going to be kissing me. You've been vaccinated. Like, that's what excites me.
You live in New York, right?
I do.
Born and raised?
Yes.
Brooklyn?
Correct.
That was just a guess.
You did well.
Hey, good looking. I know you got to be from Brooklyn. That's what you used to say.
That's what y'all used to say. Did it work? Did it work?
I don't know what works. I don't know. Oh, boy. I'm trying to... you really, how they say, I came, I saw, I kicked ass. You really, I appreciate you tonight.
Ditto.
Yeah, I do, because, I see my phones and my inboxes and stuff. With people saying stuff like she sounds sexy and different things. I didn't read them all yet. I'll read them later. But really, to be honest with you, this is what podcast is all about. Podcast, it's about things happening in real time, like me and your conversation, and like we entertaining people, but we not entertaining people with BS. We entertaining people with, like, I'm giving you real thoughts and ideas, and you giving me real thoughts and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And people might not know, but that's what you learn from. I know what I wanted to ask you, though. I wanted to ask you about the cuddling things. Do you prefer to cuddle after sex, or do you turn your back? Do you want your space?
Cuddling is wonderful, and I don't mind cuddling with my back turned.
What's your sign?
Which one do you fear the most?
Which one do I fear the most? Pisces.
That's what I am.
Well, for real, what's your sign?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what did I say? I said I'll be 62 in 2 weeks, right?
You a Pisces?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But you know Pisces, I'm a Virgo, but you know Virgos and Pisces, they compatible. But I fear Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, what
am I to say? I can't break that fear.
What you doing right now? You finished your test?
I'm still working on it. Doing well, though, thank you.
So where you at now? You still in the Brooklyn?
I'm in Maryland.
You in Maryland?
Half
you
car.
You moved to Maryland?
Still travel.
You moved to Maryland?
No. I have clients, tax clients here, so I'm here for a couple of, probably about another week.
Wow.
And my daughter and my grandson are here.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful you took time out.
Oh, no, it's not time out. I'm still working. I'm just... I said, I'm still working. I didn't take time. Can't take time off during tax season. You know I'm a tax preparer, right?
You're what?
A tax preparer. I have a tax business, 200 clients. Actually, no, it looks like it's about 260 now. So I have clients here. I have clients around the country, actually.
You a busy woman.
I am.
With no man in your life.
Not true. Continue. That was a very investigative question. You sounded like I was in a room with my back against the wall with two detectives in front of me. Is that right or wrong? That's not correct.
No, you just said, I'm still thinking about what you said 5 minutes ago.
Which was?
You said you like to cuddle, but you cuddle. You still can turn your back on somebody. You like to cuddle like that. I know what that means.
What does that mean? Translation.
Dick on your
translation.
Ass.
Oh, no.
Dick on your ass.
It's just a more...
Cuddling from the back. Let me stop there. I'm just buzzing.
No, it's just
cuddling
a more contouring way.
I didn't mean to say that.
Together.
I didn't mean
okay.
to say that like that. But when a man cuddle with you and you got your back to him, he's, you know what I'm saying.
So... We're taking some buses to the Shinnecock.
Hold on. Hold on, Vajanae. 9197, you live. Somebody press me.
Yo, what up, Unc? What up?
Hey, what's going on, nephew?
Yeah, man. I hear you guys talking about cuddling, man. You know I don't do that.
What'd you say? We're here talking about cuddling. You don't do that.
Yeah. You know I don't cuddle, man.
You gotta cuddle.
And who book says that?
Ain't you, well, I don't want to put your business out. You put it out. I don't want to say that. Ain't you, intertwined?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So you don't cuddle?
Ask her.
He does not cuddle.
Oh, shit. Well, what you say? Wait a minute. Oh, did somebody say no?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, he does not cuddle.
Hey, what's up, family?
Hello?
How you doing? Yo, okay, he don't cuddle, but answer this. Do you want him to cuddle? That's the question.
At times, yes.
Okay. Well, let me say this first. I'm not a big cuddler either. I'm not a big cuddler. Matter of fact,
I bust my nut, man. It's
anyway,
time to go to sleep.
anyway, go ahead. why don't you cuddle, O?
Oh shit, I'm tired after that one.
Huh?
I said, after I flatten my tires, man, I'm tired. Get the hell off me. I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, you going to turn your back and go to sleep?
Damn right. Anytime.
You say that with
I'm one of the ones, I don't like to be smug. I like my space when I'm in that position to go to sleep. I like my space. I'm not one of that like people all up under me when I'm trying to get some rest.
You know, nothing wrong with that. Yvonne, you think something wrong with that?
To each in her own.
I mean, you're not a baby. True. I'm not going to crave you. Sorry. I don't even hold my kids. What the hell I'm going to hold you for?
So when you finish,
I think it's more of just being intimate. And some people desire intimacy in that way because it's their love language. But I think it's also just understanding the partner that you're with, too.
That's a good
and
answer.
It creates the balance. So whereas I may like it, I know that it's not his thing, so I'm not offended when he doesn't do it. But if he should, it's a great reward.
I understand.
That's cool, but the thing is this. Do you ever cuddle, O?
Nah, son. Like I said, I got to be in a real good mood to do all that, man. When I hit that sack, man, it's over with. I'm not
well,
a big cuddle.
I can't give my opinion on that. Because like I never say that word, like that love word. I never say that. No matter how many times somebody could say, I love you, Jay Sean, or I love you, I cannot say that word back. So I'm not nobody to say that if somebody wanna cuddle and you don't want to, that you should. I can't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't use that love word. Like, you know, like, you know, somebody could tell me every day, all day, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, I'm not going to say it back. I'm just not going to do it. So, if you don't cuddle, it's reasons why people don't do everything in this world. And it's not always a bad thing because, like, if I don't say I love you, then I'll show you. If you don't cuddle, then you got to compensate in another way for cuddling. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. Hold
mm-hmm.
on. Yvonne Janae.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard him. He got his woman right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, did she say certain times she want to cuddle, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
But he don't cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
Think that's bad?
That he doesn't? Or that she would like for him to and he doesn't? What's your question?
Bad that he doesn't.
He must have his reasons, and if she accepts it,
huh?
I said he must have his reasons, and if she, you know, they're living their life that works for them. So it's not a bad
yeah,
or good. It's who he, is, who he is.
You hear me?
What do you say?
I see the damn same women every damn day. Get on your side of the bed, and I get on my side of the bed, and I see you in the morning.
Case closed. Unless.
Everybody got quiet.
You said everybody got quiet. No, that's real. It's nothing bad.
I mean, cuddling, it ain't the means to all, to the end, you know, or nothing like that. Mm-mm. Cuddling is just cuddling. See me, I cuddle, but I cuddle during the right times. I'm not a cuddler all the time. I'm a cuddler sometimes.
Like I have, like, you know, I've had past situations where I've had the women say, oh, I need you to hold me, and I need you to do that. And when a woman does that, it turns me off personally, because it's like, it makes me feel like you need yourself, like you need yourself. Like, you know, what I got to hook up fucking baby?
It was.
It makes me feel like they're very needy, like they're looking for the comfort from, like, a father or some shit. You know, when you, every 5 minutes, hold me, rock me to sleep. I'm going to get the hell off me with that shit.
Yo, that's real, because, yo, that's some shit. Because one time somebody said that to me, oh.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me, hold me. Like, could you hold me? And I said, yo, who the fuck you think I am?
The cuddler.
What you think I am? You know what I mean?
That can be a sign of, like, if somebody's obsessive with that, that can be a sign of some serious daddy issues, man. If they constantly need that, like, damn, like, especially if I see you every day, you know, I shouldn't have to do all this cuddling and all this rubbing and all this to make you feel secure with me, you know. But to each his own, you know, I'm going to treat you for myself.
Nah, you real. Yo, oh.
Yo.
So, if you decided to have a threesome, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you prefer that it be somebody you know or a stranger?
The man depends on what we talking about, a male or a female.
Female.
I mean, shit, it don't make me no difference. It can be your sister. No, I'm playing. Hitting me. Like, ew, he's mad. Nah, but, yeah, if... I don't know. I don't really have much of a preference in that nature, but, you know, that's back in the day.
So then,
man,
look.
Like that anymore.
How about this? What makes sex amazing to you?
Honestly?
Yes.
If she swallows?
Huh?
If she swallows my kids.
Oh, if she swallow
my kids.
That makes sex amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I never go nowhere else, buddy.
That's real. Yo, that's real. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
What does that mean?
No, that's real.
Yeah, you
said, that's real, because I'm getting ready to tell you something.
You said you wanted to answer the question, too? She wanted to answer that question, too. She wanted to answer that question, too.
Go ahead, wifey.
Repeat the question.
If you and your man decided to have a threesome, would you prefer the other person to be somebody you and him know or a stranger?
not that it's going to happen, but it would have to be a stranger. I can't. It couldn't be somebody I know. I don't want to ever see that person again afterwards.
Okay. Keep it real. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part two to the question.
Oh, what's part two?
I don't know what's part two. What's part two, oh?
He was asking. He asked me what made sex so amazing.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, yeah. What?
I already answered the question.
What makes sex amazing to you?
He know my answer. He knew it. Everybody.
What was his answer?
Huh?
What was his answer?
Answer? He said that.
Oh, my God.
If somebody swallow.
Oh, he wants somebody to swallow his
semen. Swallow his semen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you his woman, right?
I'm not gonna disclose.
I don't feel right asking y'all that.
Mhm. Well, you know I keep it real, man. Isn't me.
I know you keep it real. Oh,
I'm home every night for a reason, brother.
Listen,
she said you don't know what to say, huh?
She said what?
She said you don't know what the hell to say.
She don't know what to say to that one?
No, you don't know what to say.
Nah, I don't.
I know. You got speechless there for a minute.
I don't know what to say. I mean, because I'm sitting here by myself. You and him sitting there together. See, I done did that already. You know, I done did that already, but with my friend. But it was somebody we knew. It wasn't a stranger.
The only three people I'm getting around here, man.
Me personally, I think I would want it to be with somebody I knew. I don't think I would want it to be with a if me and my woman or something was going to have a threesome, I think I would want it to be with somebody that me and her knew, because if it was a stranger, I wouldn't be able to get loose like I wanted to get loose because I don't know the stranger. But if it's somebody we knew, and if I knew she was single, or I knew she wasn't having sex, or I knew she had a man, or whatever I know how far to go. You know what I mean?
Well, the truth is, only three piece I'm getting around here is Bojangles. I mean, that's the honest truth, shit. You said you were two thighs and a wing, nigga. Here you go. You get all the breath and thighs you want right here in this bucket.
Let me tell you something. I was out on my show before. I was out one time, me and my partner and this chick I was messing with. And I don't know how we came up with this conversation because we was out at a club. And we start talking about fantasies, and she told me that her fantasy was to have sex with two guys. Now, I never knew that. So the worst thing in the world that a man could do is kill a female fantasies.
Because yeah.
you don't know what her fantasies is. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what her fantasies is. Like you don't know. Like, all men got fantasies, all women got fantasies.
Yeah, well, a female, you know, typically ain't going to tell you her fantasy like that. Not if she with you.
Huh?
If you decide, I said, me, I don't feel like a female that's, like, you in love with or whatever is going to necessarily share her true freaky fantasies with you.
Oh,
now,
hell
will.
No.
We'll,
no way.
We'll throw 1,000 subliminals all day long.
Evazine.
No, but no, 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 no.
Evazine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got any fantasies, or you completed all your fantasies in your life? If she's 62, have you did all your fantasies, or you still got a fantasies left that you want to do?
Essentially, I'm finished.
Huh?
All done. I've checked them all off my list. Thank you.
Oh, you checked them all off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's cool. Now, I checked all my fantasies off. I don't have any more. I done did them all. I done had all my fantasies. Like, I done been in the bed with 2 women, 3 women, 4 women. I done been 2 men and 1 girl, 3 men and 1 girl. I done did all my fantasies. I don't got no more.
When it comes to us as men, though, I don't feel like it's ever really been a true fantasy. I think it's more or less an ego thing for men, you know, because when I was back then doing them type of things, those devilish things you talking about there, sir, you know, it was cool the first time. Oh, yeah, wow, I got 2 women in the bed. And then, you know, it just at some point it just become a sport. Like, it's just like a ego thing, because it's like, okay, who you impressing other than, you know, the stories you're telling your boys? But for a female, it's a deeper fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you laying in the bed wondering why her sheets always wet when she get up in the morning. And, you know, you ain't do nothing the night before love. She got some fantasy. That's what you should be talking about. What are signs of women expressing their fantasies?
Yeah.
Yep. But
that's true.
You know, to each his own thing. I guess you can't teach old dog new tricks, huh?
I guess not. But
when she done went through all her fantasies, when she put her pants down and she older, her booty hole inside out. Oh yeah, she been ramshack, boy, for real. Y'all don't listen to me. it's show business. Hey, what you say? It's show business. Shit,
yo.
What like it? Backward, man, booty hole hanging out and shit. I'm like, damn, girl. Nah, that's
I
real.
I think
though.
That,
shit, them cougars.
I think that we, I think that we covered just about everything for the evening.
shit.
Evazine. Vazine, you still here?
Shit, I thought we was after hours. My bad.
We is. Vazine, you still here? Maybe we lost her. I don't know. She probably got shut down. We after hours, but we gonna shut it down. It always be real on here. We always be real on here, man. All the time. We still got people. If anybody, before we tune out, if anybody on the line want to press 1, you want to make a statement, you want to make a comment, if you press 1 and it ain't coming out, you got to text me and let me know.
Shit, I thought we were talking about cougar booty. My bad.
You thought we talking about what?
Cougar booty.
Cougar booty.
Shit, me.
Yo.
My bad.
We getting ready to end the show for tonight, man, for real. Everybody who called in, let me see who called in tonight. Vajane, nephew O, wife, his wifey. Who else called in tonight? Somebody else. I can't really remember.
I got a question
what?
Before you close the show out.
Oh, go ahead. What's up?
At what age are you considered a cougar?
Age is a woman considered a cougar?
Yeah. Is it 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, what?
Me personally, I would think it's 50 and up. When a woman turns 50, she considered a cougar. That's me.
Okay.
Up until then, still everything is still free.
That makes sense.
You know, so and ain't nothing wrong with being a cougar.
Or is it when they? I thought it was just when they start having the heat flashes and shit. When they saying it's they hot and it's like 40 degrees.
That hey, yo, that too. Oh, that too.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, shit, you got the.
definitely that too.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come, you and wifey gotta come out earlier next week, man. Come on the show earlier, man.
You know, we old, man. We go to bed normally about 7 o'clock. We eating dinner at 3.
Yo, we getting ready to close out the show for the night. I'm getting ready to take it down. It's been another good show. Thanks, Evagene and nephew O and wifey, and I can't remember else who. Somebody else called in tonight. I just can't remember who it was. But all the listeners, I see everybody. It's still everybody. Everybody still be listening. They just don't want to press one. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I'm not mad if you're just listening to the show, if you're on the link. I appreciate it. I really do. Maybe one day you get the courage to press one. I don't bite.
That ain't a call for a cougar.
That he was.
Shit, me.
Just bring your own wine, like Evagene said. Bring your own wine. Yo, we about to be out of here, man. Yo, until next Friday. My sister got a show every Thursday at 8 o'clock. All the other nights is free until we get more podcasts. Other than that, you know what I mean? Until next week, everybody be safe. And just enjoy the weekend, that's all. You know, and if you're in love, that's a good thing. Because love is in the air. Don't let nobody tell you that, you're not in love.
just because I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not in love. Love is good until it ain't good. Yo, we out of here, yo. Peace. Blessings until next week. We out of here.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up? Want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure.